For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No. Before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 22nd of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. The only accident attorneys I send you to, because they're going to put their skills to work for you, get you the compensation you deserve when you're dealing with a personal injury. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. So glad to have you starting the week here with us. We got a lot going on. We got the NFL draft this week. We got the Stanley Cup playoffs in full swing. We got the NBA playoffs in full swing. It's all happening. And Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. MLB, golf, NBA, Stanley Cup playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. So, where do we begin? All right, got a few things that I want to start. Number one, it is Passover. Happy Pesach to all the Jews out there. Appreciate you listening and hanging out with us today. Very big week, NFL draft coming up. We are 3 days away. Good time for me to tell you guys or remind you guys. I don't know, I can't keep track. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. on ESPN Radio. Me and Amber Wilson are hosting NFL draft shows. That's right, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 to 7 p.m. We're essentially filling in for Freddie and Harry, but from 3 to 7 p.m., we're doing your NFL draft shows Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. That's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great place for us to be featured, and I'm really excited about it, so I hope you guys will listen. Okay, first things first. So, happy Passover. NFL draft, ESPN Radio, said that whole deal. Thanks to anyone who listened to me on ESPN this weekend. I appreciate that. Obviously, we were like wall-to-wall with NBA stuff. I do want to... Now, we're going to talk mostly Heat, Panthers today. You know how we do. But here's where I want to start. So, you guys may have saw, I wanted to mention real quick, over the weekend, Howie Schwab passed away. That's right. Stump the Schwab, ESPN. And it's interesting because I actually... You know, you guys know I do, like, today, Monday mornings, I do Driving the Line with my man Jonathan Coachman. That's your sports betting brand of record. YouTube.com/@DrivingTheLines. You get all the winning plays. You guys should go check it out there every morning at 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. I'm on with them on Mondays. And one of the guys part of the show has been Howie Schwab. And Howie Schwab passed away over the weekend. Really sad. Coach was very broken up about it today. He's very sad. And so it's nice that I got to be a part of something over the last few months that the great Howie Schwab was part of. But here's the really, and he had been dealing with health issues the entire time that we've been doing Driving the Line, like in and out of the hospital. He was in rough shape, but so dedicated still to sports and sports wagering. Like, it was his life. But here's the thing, and this is something that is really, that is nice, if I could say, when someone passes away. Where Howie Schwab wasn't on ESPN. He was let go from ESPN in 2013. He was there for 26 years. Producer behind the scenes, researcher. He was Dick Vitale's right-hand man. He was his stats guy. He was his researcher for all the college basketball. He was Dick Vitale's guy. But eventually, I forget what year it was, but eventually, and this was like early 2000s, right? They gave him a show. A show that was hosted by Stuart Scott, the late, great Stuart Scott, called Stump the Schwab. And if you're like 25 years old or younger, you don't know about Stump the Schwab. Go on YouTube, go on YouTube.com, and you could check that out where it was a show where, it was a game show, where regular fans would essentially compete their sports knowledge against Howie Schwab. Stump the Schwab, there you go. Because he was like an encyclopedia of sports knowledge. This show, you know, if you were in college like I was at the time, you love sports, if you're a sports nerd, whatever, Stump the Schwab was a great show. So one of the nice things, when someone like Howie passes away, you get a lot of the rehashing. You get people posting clips. And either you're learning about the show Stump the Schwab, or you're remembering about the show Stump the Schwab. It's like, oh, it's right, this show was so good. So that's one of the nice things that happened this weekend with Howie's passing away and all the tributes that you're getting is you get reminded about this great show and how great he was on television and all his contributions to ESPN. So obviously sad news over the weekend. If you were a fan, if you knew him, like my guy Jonathan Coachman at Driving the Line, so wanted to mention here real quick off the top here that Howie Schwab passed away over the weekend. So, all right, yesterday, very big sports day. Everybody knows that. Heat, Panthers, both going on at the same time. I was not upset about the Heat and Panthers going on at this. I didn't want that at first, but I was not upset about the Heat and Panthers going on at the same time yesterday. Why was that? So Panthers are at 12:30. Heat was at 1 o'clock. I got the Panthers big TV, and that was going to be the case anyway. Even if the Heat game was tight, that was likely still going to be the case because look, we're going into this postseason. We know the drill here for the Panthers. It's Stanley Cup or bust. For the Heat with no Jimmy Butler, it's going to be a disaster. So Panthers are going to get big TV no matter what. Panther game starts at 12:30, Heat at 1 o'clock. All right, fine. And what, you know, you look over to your side there, you see the Heat all of a sudden, the Heat cut it to like 26-23, and then the next thing you know, they're down by 30. And I'm like, you know what? I'm glad the Heat and Panther game are going on at the same time. Now, they don't play again at the same time, I don't think, until game 4, which is it Saturday? I think Saturday. I was glad they were playing at the same time. And you should have been as well if you were keeping track of both them. Because just imagine, if the Heat game was standalone, if you were only watching the Heat, you got to sit there and just focus on the Heat being down by 30 to the fucking Boston Celtics. Thank God I also had the Panther game on at the same time. Because I was feeling great about the Panthers. I look over there to the small TV in the Zaslow Mansion family room, and I got the Heat getting their shit kicked in. That makes me feel lousy. But then I look back over, and I see on the big T, I got the Panthers, and they're leading the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I was thrilled yesterday that you had the Heat and the Panthers going on at the same time. I was able to take some attention away from that disaster in the Heat game. So I know that's a little bit weird, but I was feeling good that both games were going on at the same time. And I will tell you, I wasn't even mad at the end of the Heat game. I wasn't. Now, this was my fear going into this series that the Heat were going to beat Chicago in the play-in this past Friday night. My fear, and oh my God, they kicked it. Like, the last time we spoke was Friday morning, of course. Oh, they kicked the shit out of them. Tyler had a great game. He was bad yesterday. But this was my fear where we're just prolonging the inevitable. They're not going to beat Boston. And you could just only hope, can they take a game? Can they take a couple of games? Can they make it so that we're not embarrassed? And you know what? I wasn't embarrassed yesterday. Now, it sucked when they're down by 30. They cut it to, what, 12-14 late in the fourth quarter? They show fight. They didn't bow down. And they didn't lay down and die. And you're going up against a Celtic team that was the best team in the league all season long. And we're showing up with a knife to a gunfight. Like, we can't hang with them if we're not at full strength. And if we are at full strength, we still got to play pretty close to perfect. So, it's like, what's the point in getting angry or even being embarrassed? I mean, I don't want to lose games by 30, by 40. What's the point in getting angry when it's not a fair shot? And you know what? On ESPN last night, I'm talking to Drew Carter. We had Drew Carter on ESPN Radio game night last night. He does the play-by-play for the Celtics on the road. He's a good dude. I like him. And I said to him, I'm like, Drew, you know, and he was giving it to me last night with the trash talk. I'm like, Drew, let's be serious for a second here. The Celtic fan, like, this is not going to be fulfilling the way that you want it to be fulfilling. You want to get revenge. You want to beat the Heat after what happened last year. Of course, 2020. You want to get the revenge. You want to kick the shit out of the Heat in four games. A healthy Heat team. Kicking the shit out of the Heat in four games, minus Jimmy Butler, minus Terry Rozier. I'm sorry. It gets you to, like, there's a means to an end here if you're Boston. But it's not going to be fulfilling. It's not. You're not going to be like, oh, we really gave it to those guys. We got the payback. No, like, we're super shorthanded. We don't stand a chance. Now, I do believe, or I should say, I don't. There is no part of me that thinks the Heat are getting swept. They're not getting swept. They're not getting swept. I even think they could take game number two. Now, they're probably not, but they're definitely getting a game in Miami. They are absolutely going to take a game. Maybe they'll take a couple. There is no part of me that believes the Heat are getting swept by the Celtics. But I was happy those two games were going on at the same time yesterday. As far as the actual game goes, you know, Tyler Herro was terrible. But here's the thing. With no Jimmy Butler, and obviously with no Terry Rozier, Tyler's had great moments in the playoffs. 2020, rookie year, in the bubble. And Tyler's got a lot to prove in the playoffs because last year, he gets hurt right away. Team makes the big run without him. But for the first time in Tyler Herro's career, he is in a playoff series where the other team is game planning against him as the Heat's number one option, which means he's not getting the number two or even the number three best defender going up against him. He's getting the team's top defender going against him. And one thing that works against Tyler and seemingly is always going to work against Tyler, he is so slight of build. His frame is so slight that he gets pushed around out there and he doesn't have the strength. And when you're going up against a physical, strong defender like Drew Holiday, he has a very difficult time, and I don't know that he's ever not going to have a difficult time. But for the first time ever in Tyler Herro's career, he's in a playoff series, and this is against a great team, and he is the focal point of that defense. And so, he stunk yesterday to be sure, but like, it's not fair what he has to do now, because he's not supposed to be the number one option for this team. He's the number two. And when Rozier's healthy, because Rozier, you know, being the point guard, I mean, you could say Herro's the number three option, even if you want. So it's a super unfair situation for Tyler. It's a super unfair situation for the team. But Tyler sunk yesterday. I mean, you don't need me telling you that. Otherwise, here's the big story from yesterday, right? So The Heat get killed, although they show some fight in the fourth quarter. They make a little bit, they make, not a comeback, but they put some makeup on a pig, so they wind up losing by 20 instead of losing by 40, you know? And like I said, I think they cut it to like 12 or 14 at one point late in the fourth quarter. Oh, I'll tell you, I fucking hate the Celtics, man. So, I put out a poll on Friday night, I think. Zaslow Show 2.0 poll. That's what it's titled. Zaslow Show 2.0 poll. If you're a Heat fan, who do you hate more? And your choices were Celtics, Knicks. With 71% of the vote, you guys chose Celtics. That's right. 71% of the vote. You guys hate the Celtics more than the Knicks. And I'm right up there with you. I do. I hate the Celtics more than the Knicks. Now, obviously, three straight years, 98, 99, 2000, losing to the Knicks. And I was a kid. I mean, it was a horror all three of those years for me. But it was so long ago. And the Knicks have been a joke for so long. And the two times that we've seen them in the playoffs since then, what was it, 13, I think it was 2013, and last year, 23, you know, where I think a combined 8-3 against them in those two series. They have not been a threat in almost 25 years. When with the Celtics, since 2009, this is the seventh year. 7 out of 15 years, we have faced the Boston Celtics in the postseason. 2010. 2010, 11, 12, 20, 22, 23, 24. Yes, the Celtics are so much fresher in our mind, but also the Knicks have been on nothing. They've been on nothing for so long that while obviously I hate the Knicks, so much of that hatred for me, it's waned a bit. It's why I like it that the Knicks are good again. Because I want that. I love the hatred. I love the hatred. I want the hatred to come back. But we're a ways away from that feeling compared to how at least I and 71% of you in the poll feel about the Celtics these days. On Twitter, the poll was overwhelmingly in favor of the Celtics. On Facebook, I put the question out there on Facebook. So it's, oh my God, it's hundreds of responses. I'd say it was pretty close to 50-50, maybe even more so in favor of the Knicks. That's kind of weird, right? On Twitter, which actually, it's not kind of weird. Here's probably why, right? You get more of a younger crowd on Twitter. A younger crowd is likely going to hate the Celtics more than the Knicks. On Facebook, you get a little bit more of an older crowd, right? That older crowd, my age, who remembers all those battles with the New York Knicks. So like I said on Facebook, it was maybe 50-50, but may have favored the Knicks even a little bit more. I thought that was interesting. But anyway, all right, before we continue on here, real quick, because we still got a lot more on the Heat, and there's a big storyline going into tomorrow. But first, you know what's always a storyline? Making sure you got great homeowners insurance. Great homeowners insurance means that you don't have to lay awake at night. You can't sleep. You're wondering, man, if there's some type of damage to my home, how am I going to be able to afford that? It's very expensive. Well, you know what's not expensive? Making sure you get the proper coverage of your home. And that's what you do when you go through Brunt Insurance. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. When it comes to home, renters, condo insurance, there are so many options out there. But you don't have to worry when you call Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, because they specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. Greg Brunt and his fully licensed team, they're going to help you every step of the way. Bruntinsurance.com, wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, they know your area because they have offices all throughout the state. One of the top-rated insurance agencies in the entire state of Florida. So from Pensacola to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance is delivering you that comprehensive coverage tailored exactly to your needs. So if you're looking for affordable care that offers you the best coverage, 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. So the big story going into game number two now, and like I said, I strongly believe the Heat are going to get a game, maybe even a couple this series, all right? These two teams hate each other. There's a ton of emotion, a ton of physicality. The Heat are going to get a game or two. They are, all right? We're not going to go down like chumps. And that leads us to the likely storyline going into game number two. All right. And I already told you guys, my go-to every morning when I wake up, you know, I listen to several shows to get ready to start to start this show. I wake up early in the morning. I listen to three shows every day. Number one, I listen to the previous night. If I wasn't on the show, I listen to Amber and Ian. I want to hear Amber. And then I also listen to a bit of Unsportsmanlike, 6:10 a.m. every morning, ESPN Radio, my guy Evan Cohen. And I also listen to Frank Isola, Brian Scalabrine, SiriusXM NBA Radio, all right? The starting lineup. That's my routine every day. So I'm saying that because Scalabrine, former Celtic great, right? World champion, who also, by the way, for I think 2 years, right? 2020 and 2021, he was a weekly guest on Zaslow's show when I was still on the radio. So, like, I know him a little bit, and it was my favorite spot to do. So I got to know him a little bit. And I also happen to think he is the best analyst out there. He is excellent. Excellent. All right. So with all that said, after the game, yes. Well, let me rewind. So late in the game, and there's what, like a minute and a half left in the game, minute and a half left in the game, and Caleb Martin, Bam Adebayo misses a shot. Caleb Martin goes flying in, knocks into hard, knocks into Jason Tatum, who takes a spill, falls on his back, very hard fall. Then you got a little, Tatum jumped back up, Jaylen Brown comes, and of course Jaylen Brown came in. Jaylen Brown has now taken the mantle for fake tough guy for the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown, you go after Duncan, Jaylen Brown's a goon, let's be honest. Jaylen Brown goes after Duncan Robinson and tries to break his arm, and now, no surprise, that goon Jaylen Brown, he decides, oh, you know what? No Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Butler's not here? Yeah, of course I'm going to go, and I'm going to run in, and I'm going to step to Caleb Martin. Try doing that when Jimmy Butler's on the floor, and maybe try breaking somebody's arm who isn't Duncan Robinson. Jaylen Brown is a fake tough guy and a goon. So, of course, Jaylen Brown comes in there, and he pushes Caleb Martin out of the way, and then you got jawing, and you got back and forth. If Caleb Martin were going to purposely try and hurt someone on the Celtics, which he wouldn't because he's not a dirty player and has no reputation for that. If anyone on the Heat, for that matter, is going to try and do something dirty to someone on the Celtics, it's not going to be to Jason Tatum, who nobody has a problem with. Seems like a nice enough dude. It'll be to that goon Jaylen Brown, all right? So that's first thing. But Caleb Martin, he slams into him. And all right, you get double technical fouls, Caleb Martin, Jaylen Brown. Tatum gets up, no problem. Even after the game, Jason Tatum said, it's playoff basketball, is what it is, not a big deal. Hard play, hard foul, nothing malicious, nothing dirty. That's coming from Jason Tatum. Now, when you look back at the replay, and it looks hard, like he bulldozes him. It could have been a dangerous play. Caleb Martin, two things. Is very clearly coming in hard to crash the boards and attempt a tip slam. Now, you may be saying to yourself, wow, there's only 90 seconds left of the game, down by 16 points, whatever. Why are you trying to do that? That's not your concern. The Heat are going to play hard for 48 minutes. You don't get to be critical of why you're playing so hard in the final minute. In a league where the players don't want to play hard, you don't get to be critical of the Heat playing until the 48th minute is done. Caleb Martin very clearly is flying in and trying to go for a tip slam, which, by the way, he does all the time. Number two, and most importantly, when you see the replay, when he's flying in to attempt to jump up and do a tip slam, he gets pushed in the back by Drew Holiday. Now, not that it's a dirty play or anything, but Holiday, it's like a half-assed attempt to try and block out a player who is flying past him. He pushes him in the back, and you could see Caleb Martin's trajectory changes, and he bulldozes right into Jason Tatum, who is lucky he didn't get hurt because it was a big collision and he landed on his back. Okay, fine. And of course, then you got that goon Jaylen Brown who comes in and has to be fake tough guy. Because the Celtics always have to have fake tough guy. Always have to have fake tough guy. So, all right, the game ends. Heat lose 114-94. And then, on NBC Sports Boston, my guy, Brian Scalabrine. You got the host, whoever that is. You got Scal. You got former Miami Heat pick, draft pick, Eddie House. And we're going to get to him, too. Boy, am I down on Eddie House. But Scalabrine here, they're going over the play. And I don't think this would have been a thing. Now it's a thing because Scalabrine goes here.
Here it is right here. Look at. All right. The only thing I would say about this is I'm not trying to start nothing here, but I'm just. Eric Spoelstra called a timeout with a minute 30 down by 16. 30 seconds later, that play happens. 30 seconds later. Why is he calling a timeout at 1:30?
Down 16.
And then why is that play happening? That play right there, 30 seconds later. I don't know, man. That looks shady to me.
What you call that?
Code red.
Explain to the people what code red means.
Code red. You know, like in A Few Good Men. Did you order the code red? Did you order the code red? You GD right, I did.
Good job censoring
it. No, but I'm just saying, like, why that play right there? Why would you see that play?
Why the timeout down 16 with 1:30 left,
man? I didn't like that. And you go at the best player? I didn't like that.
So is this them trying to send a message, or is that just a dirty play?
I mean, that's, to me, it's a dirty play. Yeah. I think anybody should look at that. Like, I think Martin should get suspended for that.
All right, so the Heat call timeout with 90 seconds left, whatever it is. Then 30 seconds later, that play happens. And that's a lot of circumstantial evidence that Scow is throwing out there. But again, why are the Heat calling a timeout with 90 seconds left, down by 16, whatever? You don't get to question the Heat playing hard for 48 minutes, all right? That's no one's concern. In a league where the players hate playing and hate playing hard, you don't get to question the Heat playing hard and playing out strong for 48 full minutes. Scout does not mention there that Drew Holiday pushes him in the back, and also does not mention that Caleb Martin is clearly trying to go up and slam back a potential rebound or tip in a potential rebound. It's unfortunate that he ran to Jason Tatum. It's fortunate for them that he didn't get hurt, and there's a lot of emotions here because Jason Tatum got hurt in Game 7 last year because the Heat punked the Celtics so hard last year, and because the Celtics now this year, there is so much on the line, and it will be an embarrassment, not if they lose the Heat, if they don't win the NBA Finals this year, it's a major embarrassment. So then you got a Heat team that is super physical, and we know the only way that the Heat are going to be able to play in these games, if they were fully healthy, the Heat would have to muck it up. So now, being that they're so shorthanded, you know that the Heat are going to try and muck it up. And you know they're going to be super physical. And they're going to try and bring the other teams, in this case the Celtics, down to their level. So there is likely a fear coming from guys like Scalabrine that the Heat are going to play super physical. The Heat toe the line. They do. They're not dirty, but they toe the line. And you're afraid that someone, your best player, Jason Tatum, as a result, is going to wind up getting hurt. But there is so much animosity between these two clubs, and there was so much embarrassment with what the Heat did to them last year that, yeah, you got guys on the Celtics side, like Scalabrine, who are going to take offense to this kind of stuff. But to come out and say that Eric Spoelstra ordered a code red, that Eric Spoelstra, it's so circumstantial, that Eric Spoelstra, who has zero history of being a dirty coach, Caleb Martin has zero history of being a dirty player. But most importantly, that Eric Spoelstra, who has zero history of being a dirty coach, is going to call timeout and instruct his guys to go after Jason Tatum. Like I said, if they're going to go after anybody, it'll be that goon, Jaylen Brown. But to instruct his team to go after Jason Tatum or anyone in the final minute of a blowout, it is such bullshit. That's a lot of emotion from one side. There's a lot of emotion on our side. I love it. I'm glad We got some juice here now going into game number two, even though the Celtics blow us out in game number one. So I think you got to thank Scalabrine, matter of fact. We got a big-time storyline here, but Scal's off base. And like I said, I think he is the best analyst out there, Brian Scalabrine. I was really surprised that he took this angle. I really was. But it's because there is a lot of emotion involved in this series between these two franchises, and there is so much on the line for Boston. Look, the Heat have nothing to lose. The Heat are not going to win this series. The Heat can't beat the Celtics if they're shorthanded without their best player. The Heat have nothing to lose. The Celtics have everything to lose. So there's a lot of nerves on that. Like, is the Heat fan nervous going into game two? I'm not nervous. There's no expectation. Like, the Celtic fan's going to be nervous because only something bad can come of this if you're a Celtic fan. You're supposed to kick the shit out of a undermanned 8-seed Miami Heat. Only something bad can come out of this if you're the Celtics. If the Celtics wind up winning, hey, you did exactly what you're supposed to do here. Let's keep it moving. So I was surprised Scal took that tact. Now Eddie House. Here's why I'm upset with Eddie House. So Eddie House, who is sitting on that panel there with him on the studio show. Eddie House, drafted by the Miami Heat back in 2000. Eddie House, who began his career with the Miami Heat and finished his career with the Miami Heat. Two stints on this team. And Eric Spoelstra was his head coach in his final season of the NBA. And Scal is sitting there talking about Eric Spoelstra calling a code red and Eric Spoelstra ordering a hit. Eric Spoelstra ordering a dirty play at the end of that game. And Eddie House, who was drafted by the Heat, had two different stints in the Miami Heat, and was coached by Eric Spoelstra, so he knows Eric Spoelstra firsthand. Eddie House sitting there quiet. He's got nothing to say. He should be embarrassing himself. That bothered me. Now, he doesn't need to sit there and wave Heat pom-poms. He's employed by NBC Sports Boston. Not the Celtics, by the way. He's employed by NBC Sports Boston. He's not going to sit there and root for the Miami Heat. He's going to say positive things about the Boston Celtics. Obviously, he should. But he has firsthand experience with the organization and with the coach. And he's going to sit there and just hear somebody call his former coach a dirty coach. He's allowed to jump back and say, listen, I played in that organization. I played for Eric Spoelstra. I don't know about what you're saying right there. That's all he's going to say. My experience, Eric Spoelstra, nothing dirty, first class. That's all he's going to say from my experience. He was drafted by the Heat, played here in two different stints, was coached by Eric Spoelstra. And Eddie House is sitting there on his hands. He's got nothing to say. Shame on you. Shame on you. Eddie House. Eddie House played for the Heat for 4 years, played for Boston 3. He can't say something in defense of Eric Spoelstra being called a dirty coach? Oh, he could fuck off. That really bothers me, Eddie House. I never liked him anyway. I never liked that guy.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know what I do like, though? I like sending you guys to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru so you get the best deals on a new car. That's right. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they got the spring sales season going on. It's in full bloom. Incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. That's right. Right now, an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Right now, you can enjoy incredible offers during their spring sales event. How about leasing a 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month? For 36 months with $54.95 due at signing with approved credit, go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. Maybe you just want to get your current car serviced. Luckily for you, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models. So you bring your car for service at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, and you're going to get service with confidence. That's right. Check out their entire inventory right now, nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. They're not going to get swept, though. And overall, I mean, like I said, I'm not mad about the Heat. We're going into a series. You have to be realistic. We don't have a chance. The frustrating part is that we've been waiting all season long to get to this point, to be able to ruin the Celtics season again, to be able to send all those Celtic fans home unhappy again, and we don't even have a chance. It was taken from us. That's the worst part. But the best part is we got the Panthers going on at the same time. Oh my God, I love the Panthers so much. You guys know I've been asking for the Tampa Bay Lightning all season. I'm watching all 60 minutes of that Panther game yesterday. I mean, I'm watching it in horror. I'm so nervous the entire game. Great crowd there on hand. By the way, if you're okay with sitting in the upper deck, very affordable price now. Tickets are going to keep getting more and more expensive, but you were able to get in the building yesterday for Game 1 Panthers Lightning for like $85. Not terrible. Now, what keeps me from going on a day like yesterday, I'm not going to go to the Panther game and full on miss the Heat, all right? And same thing coming up for Game number 4. Or was it Game number 4? Well, no, that the Panther game would be Panthers at Lightning Game number 4. Anyway, there's a bunch of games at the end of the series that are going on at the same time. I'm not going to go to a Panther game and miss the Heat game on television. Tomorrow night, Passover, all right? So I would love to go to the Heat Panther game tomorrow, but it is Passover, so we'll watch here in the Zaslow Mansion family room with a Johnny Cuba in hand. I mean, you know how we do. Come on, Johnny Cuba, official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. That's how we were enjoying the game yesterday. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. Oh, most delicious beer there is. That's why it's the official beer of Zaslow Show 2.0. JohnnyCuba.us. You got the Johnny Finder, Johnny Locator. Go there, and the Johnny Locator will show you where you can pick up a six-pack of Johnny based on where you live. Make sure you always drink responsibly, and of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. So, the Panthers yesterday, they came out looking great. The Tampa Bay Lightning did not have a shot on goal until 6 minutes left in the first period. Sergei Bobrovsky didn't have a single save in the game until 6 minutes left in the first period. But a few minutes before that, the Panthers, they would get on the board first.
Senko in front. Off the stick of Barkov. He tracks it down. The give to Forsley with a shot. Score! It's off Vasilevskiy's glove. And the Panthers cash it in for the lead. Tipped off.
Listen to that crowd.
That's right, Sam Reinhart. 57 goals in the regular season, second in the NHL this year. First goal of the postseason. Panthers go up 1-0. Excellent deflection from Gustav Forsling. And the Panthers take a 1-0 lead. The Lightning, they would tie it on like their third shot of the game. The Lightning tie it late in the first period. And then in the second period, the Lightning come out looking like the better team. I was a little bit nervous here. And then diving at the net, Sasha Barkov on the power play, finds Carter Verhaeghe.
Barkov's got it. Takes a look. Waits. Cross ice. Verhaeghe scores! Mr. Playoffs, Carter Verhaeghe does it again!
It's all about timing. And Barkov just waited for Verhaeghe, who was playing out on the point once the Panthers settled it down and started moving around.
Incredible pass from Barkov. Panthers take the 2-1 lead. This was in the third period, excuse me, because it was tied 1-1 after two. And the Lightning really controlled that second period, I thought. So the Panthers, and you got to remember, if you're a Panther fan here, okay, it's a big key in this series, the Panthers got to stay out of the penalty box. And they did for the most part yesterday, because the Lightning, they're the best power play team in the league, but they're one of the worst 5-on-5. The Panthers, while they're a good penalty kill team, the Panthers are the best 5-on-5 team in the NHL this year. That's a huge key this series. So the Panthers go up 2-1. Bobrovsky's doing his thing. He's making excellent save after excellent save. And then we know John Cooper and the Lightning, they're usually aggressive when it comes to pulling the goalie. They pull the goalie with about 3 minutes to go with the Panthers ahead 2-1. And Matthew Tkachuk ices this game.
Around the boards, out to center. Matthew Tkachuk.
And allows the Panthers to get possession.
That building was on fire. Tkachuk gets his first empty net. It ended up being the game winner because the Lightning, they drew a penalty late with under a minute to go. And with 8 seconds left, 6-on-4, Steven Stamkos, he finds the top of the net, makes it 3-2. The Panthers are able to run out the remainder of the clock. Panthers win 3-2, take a 1-0 series lead over the Lightning, and I was able to ride that high out the rest of the day. Obviously, not happy with the Heat, but the Panthers, for the first time ever, have a series lead over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Lightning have been our daddies. We know that. The Panthers, if they're going to get to where they got to go, it's got to be through the Lightning, and for the first time ever, they have a series lead over the Lightning. And you don't have to worry about the schedule. It's not like the NBA where Game 2, Heat and Celtics, it's in June. No, every other day, the Panthers and Lightning. So tomorrow night, Amerant Bank Arena and Sunrise, the Panthers look to take control of the series. I am so fired up over the Panthers. They played terrific yesterday. And if you're not dialed into playoff hockey, Stanley Cup playoffs, it's the best postseason tournament out there. I've been telling you guys for years. And now, we got a team that's worth you digging your teeth into and following along every single game. So tomorrow night, Panthers looking to go up 2-0 and protect the home ice. Tremendous job by the Panther fan in attendance there yesterday. All right, very good. And by the way, back to the NBA real quick. We know how this goes. You turn on the television this morning, like I put on First Take. You got Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp and they're arguing. And the headline there, the NBA playoffs, every game from one game to the next. Which, by the way, let's be honest here. This was a lousy opening weekend for the NBA playoffs. 6 of the 8 games, Knicks Sixers was close. Thunder Pelicans late last night was also close. 6 of the 8 games were blowouts. Blowout after blowout after blowout after blowout. Not a single road team win. Can a road team win a game? Opening weekend, 0-8. 6 of the 8 games this weekend, blowouts. This was a lousy opening weekend for the NBA. You got to be honest. But I love the reaction you put on the television. Like, every game is going to be such drastic reaction one side or the other. And I love, you know this headline makes me crazy. I don't love it. You know this makes me crazy. And it'll say up there, like tonight, you got the Lakers at Nuggets. If the Lakers lose tonight, is the series over? How's the series over? How's the series over, A, before it's over, but most importantly, how's the series over before both teams have played a home game? I know they've lost 9 in a row to the Nuggets, but if that's the reason why you're asking is the series over, they lose tonight, you may as well ask before the series starts, is the series over because the Lakers have lost 8 in a row to the Nuggets? Can the Lakers play a home game before we say, is the series over? The only thing that's going to turn heads after the first two games in any of these series is if the road team wins a game. Otherwise, the home team did exactly what they're supposed to do. Is the series over? Now, look, you have to understand there's a difference between the series being over if the Lakers lose tonight and believing the Lakers are going to lose this series if they lose this game tonight. Those are two different things. Because, yeah, I would say that the Lakers, if they're going to win this series, they need to get this game tonight. They can't fall down 0-2 to a Nuggets team that they've already lost 9 straight games to. But is the series over if they go down 0-2? No. The Lakers need to come home and protect their home court. That, it's probably my biggest pet peeve when it comes to NBA playoff coverage. Is this series over before a team has even played a home game in this series? That makes me nuts. Here's what we got tonight. Los Angeles at Denver, and the two, that's at 10 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, Orlando at Cleveland. at 7:30 Philadelphia at New York. I'm way into that Philadelphia-New York series. And you know what? I know everybody wants to make fun of Orlando and Cleveland. That's going to be a defensive, low-scoring type series. It was 97-83 the first game. You know that's my type of playoff basketball. I can watch that series. I can. I don't hate it the way everybody else does. But Philadelphia-New York, that's going to be a great one tonight. I expect Philly to win this game tonight. I do. I think the Knicks win the series at 7, but I expect Orlando to win in Cleveland tonight. I expect Philadelphia to win in New York tonight. I think Denver cruises tonight against the Lakers. I do. I think that's a 5-game series. I think it's a short series, Denver over the Lakers. But series over? Before LeBron has even played a home game? Oh, come on. Be fair. You know where else you got to be fair? I got to give you guys the opportunity to get the best sleep of your life. I got to give you guys the opportunity to purchase the softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets around. I got to give you the opportunity to do exactly what I've been doing for the past year plus, and that's sleep on Sheets and Giggles. That's right. The softest, coolest, most breathable bed sheets around. And when you go to SheetsGiggles.com, not only is my man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, not only is he giving you sheets made from the wood of eucalyptus trees, he's making sure that we're doing it in an environmentally friendly way. That's right. Made from the wood of eucalyptus trees, SheetsGiggles.com. I got the comforter. Oh my God, it's so soft. I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. If you're in need of a new mattress, a eucalyptus mattress, think about this. A koala sleeps up to 18 hours a day on a eucalyptus tree. I don't know if you know, but a mattress is so much more comfortable than a tree. Imagine how comfortable your new eucalyptus mattress is. And yeah, mattresses are expensive. But if this is your first time going to SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslo. 20% off your first order. That's right. SheetsGiggles.com. Promo code Zaslo. 20% off your first order. Support the sponsors who support the show. SheetsGiggles.com. Promo code Zaslo. SheetsGiggles.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Always brought to us by Caneswear. You get all the big deals on your local sports apparel at Caneswear. They moved to a new location a few months ago, but it's the same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. Just south of 595 on the west side of University, go visit Caneswear. Get all your Florida Panther gear on your way to the arena tomorrow night. 2655 South University Drive, or go online right now. Shop their entire inventory at Caneswear.com. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but they also carry the greatest selection of all your favorite South Florida sports teams. If you're on your way to the Panther game tomorrow, if you're on your way to the Heat game 3 and game 4, make sure you stop at Caneswear. 2655 South University Drive, Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop and get all of the big deals at Caneswear. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about this? You know, Kendrick Perkins, I'm beefing with Kendrick Perkins right now. Halftime, I believe it was, on Friday night against the Chicago Bulls. Yes, the fans are always late to their seats for a Heat game. Here's Kendrick Perkins' award-winning analysis at the ESPN Studio Show Friday night.
The close game is one to go home. I'm just a little disappointed. And the fan base of the Miami Heat is too many open seats in there.
That's not a great fan base at all.
Yeah, but
it hasn't been.
All right, I'm going not a big deal because it's such low-hanging fruit. And you know what? I don't even so much have a problem with Kendrick Perkins in this spot. Michael Wilbon hates the Miami Heat. He hates the city of Miami. The Miami Heat own the Chicago Bulls, always eliminate them in the playoffs, did the same thing that night. Michael Wilbon, he may as well be sitting in that studio wearing his Benny the Bull mascot outfit. Michael Wilbon hates the Miami Heat. I don't need to hear from Wilbon when it comes to any NBA analysis, let alone having to do with the Miami Heat. Not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal. So how about this is from this morning on Get Up. Alan Hahn, MSG Network, also ESPN. And here he tells you, he gives you some thoughts on Embiid and whether or not he should be playing tonight.
Are they built to win a championship this year? Are they good enough with Embiid? Clearly not 100%, right? He's never going to get to 100%. You don't play your way into shape this time of year. It's impossible. So are they there? If not, you have an off season that you can go out and acquire high-level additions to this team, which could include Paul George, Donovan Mitchell, somebody like that with Tyrese Maxey, and then next year with Embiid now with a whole offseason of rest, doesn't need to play in the Olympics. Now you can build yourself into a true contender. Is it worth it now to play some games and have it cost you something for next season?
I know we live in a world where everything needs to be definitive, but it's irresponsible if you're the a general manager of a franchise and you're not taking all the intake of what all your options are. You're not realistically thinking about the injury habits that have occurred and the injury histories that have occurred, and you're trying to look out for a future window related to around Joel Embiid. Like, you can say, hey, I'll just take option A, but that's not realistically the way you're gonna look at it. Like, if he's injured now, like, what are the chances of a guy that size and that frame remaining uninjured in the future if he's already injury prone? I'm not saying that you just trade Joel Embiid. What I'm saying is, it does warrant conversation.
Yeah, I'm going big deal, but here's the thing. I hate the talk of, should the Sixers play Embiid? Of course they should play him. They're trying to win a championship. And I think the reason, I think one of the reasons that, what fan, and not that Alan Hahn's a fan, I mean, he's an analyst, but, what fan would be like, you know, man, I don't think they should play Embiid. What? What? Why? Why shouldn't they play? They're trying to win. But I think the reason, or one of the reasons that Embiid's out there trying to gut it out, he's 30 years old. He's always injured. He came into the league injured. He knows this is a good team if he can play. And I think he knows, you know what? I don't have that much more time. Who knows when it could all end because I'm always hurt. I think that's the main reason why he's out there, actually. So I'm going to go big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, Panthers win yesterday 3-2. They lead the Lightnings 1-0 in their best of 7. After the game, here's Sasha Barkov, ice level with Katie Engel.
Sasha, your head coach, Paul Maurice, said if you're a hockey fan, this would be the series to watch. Game 1 lived up to that hype. What impressed you most with how your team was able to close this one out?
Yeah, I mean, we have history between these two teams, so I know last two times it didn't work out well for us, but we want to change it now, and I think we have a great opportunity here, and today was unreal, and obviously it's been amazing atmosphere whole season, but man, we missed the playoffs. We missed this atmosphere, so it was something else.
It was a tremendous defensive effort. What was the biggest factor?
Yeah, we know they have a really good offensive team, so we have to defend at some point. And I think third period was really good by us. We scored a goal on the power play and got the lead there, so we knew we had to defend a little more, and that was good in the third.
Your goaltender, Sergei Bobrovsky, doing what he does. So many critical key saves, especially late in that third period. How would you put into words the trust that you and your teammates have in him?
Yeah, I mean, if we have that type of guy in the net, sky's the limit for us, so when you have him on top of his game and playing like that, it's fun to watch and fun to play in front of him.
How does this game one win set the tone for the rest of the series?
I think it was good. I know previously we haven't won the game one in the first round, but today we did, so it's great. But on Tuesday we have another game. We gotta get ready for that.
Sasha, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going big deal. Who doesn't love hearing from the captain, especially after a win? That's a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by where we get the big deals. That's Caneswear. Caneswear, it's more than a store, it's an experience. Caneswear is the spot Miami sports fans shop. Caneswear.com for all of the big deals on your local apparel. Yes. All right. There it is. That's how it's done. So tonight we got 3 NBA playoff games. We got Monday Night Raw. We got Passover. All right, so there's a lot happening tonight. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everyone behind the scenes who helped put together a great show as always. We'll talk to you on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a 6-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a 6-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo, because more is always brewing.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.